Alexi McCammon. She now works for Axios.com, which is a relatively new political website out of D.C. 100 days old last week, just like the Trump administration. Imagine it's a good time to launch a political website. She's the deputy news editor there. A lot to cover, Ray, every day.
You know, I'm just looking to see what they've done in 100 days. I want to know. What stuff here?
Axios.com, their new website. We're going to grade it based on 100 days.
It's what we're doing right now. We're talking to Alexi to figure out what is going on at their 100-day benchmark.
She's a native of Rockford and familiar with the Big 89, and we welcome her for a first visit back to her hometown area of Chicago. Alexi McCammon joins us here on WDS. Congratulations on the new website, you and Mike Allen. Good luck with that. Wanted to get your take on the numbers this morning, and you have your ear close to the ground in D.C. You're an expert. Will the repeal of Obamacare happen this week, or is that just another red herring?
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. So there are a lot of numbers being thrown around. What we know so far is that there are 21 House Republicans who have publicly said they will not vote in favor of this replacement plan. That was as of late last night. That could certainly change today as Mike Pence is on Capitol Hill. He's having lunch with Senate Republicans and meeting with congressional lawmakers later this afternoon, basically to try to convince them in a last-ditch effort that they need to vote in favor of this bill.
Can I interrupt you and say the sticking point is pre-existing conditions, and right. Even though the president and others say, well, we have that covered, they do have it covered, but however, without any sort of, this is probably not the word they want used, subsidies, you can easily be offered insurance if you're chronically ill. That's not the problem. Paying for it is the problem.
Exactly. And so 70% of Americans on both sides of the aisle said they think all states should be required to cover people with pre-existing conditions, according to a Washington Post ABC News poll from just a few days ago. The most recent amendment to the bill, as you said, sort of touts this idea that it will cover people with pre-existing conditions. But in a nutshell, it will not deny people coverage. It will only make their premiums even higher, and that will make it so much more difficult for them to pay for health insurance and to get the coverage that they're supposedly being promised.
So Alexi McCammon, she's deputy news editor of Axios. My question to you is this: are there any really significant changes to the health care bill this time around? And do they just want to get it out of the House and let it become the Senate's problem?
I think that's a great point. House Republicans definitely want to get it out of the House. They want it to become the Senate's problem. The MacArthur Amendment is seemingly a massive change in that it has garnered the support of three major conservative groups, such as the Freedom Caucus and others. And it has also convinced some of the other more moderate and conservative Republicans to vote yes for it when they initially voted no. But again, this amendment would be really difficult to explain to your constituents if you're a senator who's up for re-election in 2018, because as I mentioned before, you won't be denied coverage if you're sick and have pre-existing conditions, but it will increase your premium such that you could be pushed out of the market altogether. And only certain states with high-risk pools, which is basically a safety net for insurers who pay expensive amounts to cover sick people, would be able to cover them with pre-existing conditions.
Because he's not ideologically committed to anything, apparently, is he the one guy sitting in the White House in recent memory that could quite possibly reach to Pelosi, who said yesterday that she's willing to work with him on health care, and say, okay, let's expand Medicare, cradle to grave, and call it a day?
I would hope so, but he has spent most, if not all, of his time only courting Republican members of the House and the Senate and not really spending time talking to Democrats. 67% of Americans said they want him to work on both sides of the aisle, but as we've seen, he's only really looking to Republicans, and that's exactly what Mike Pence is doing today as well.
Well, we saw this act before with Mike Pence going to the Hill. That didn't work the first time. We'll see if it changes. Yeah, Alexi, thank you much.
Before he reaches across the aisle, he probably should see if he can't get the Republicans to work together.
Well, there's probably more middle room, if you include both parties than there is in the Republican or the Democratic Party. Alexi, thanks for your time. Good luck with Axios.com, and we'll have you back.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much for having me.
All your friends in Rockford are glad they're listening to you this morning, believe me.
I hope so. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Alexi McCammon, native of Rockford, down in D.C., and in the know, joining John and Ray here at WDLS.